Southern District of Texas reports 239 new charges in border security crackdown. Texas border business, Houston, a total of 239 cases have been filed in immigration and border security-related matters from April 24 to 30. The Southern District of Texas filed a total of 163 criminal complaints for illegal entry, while another 53 people face charges of felony re-entry after prior removal. The cases also include charges against 28 people allegedly involved in human smuggling. Most have prior felonies such as narcotics, violent crime, immigration crimes, and more. The cases are referred or supported by federal law enforcement partners, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Homeland Security Investigations, ICE, Enforcement and Removal Operations, Border Patrol, Drug Enforcement Administration, FBI, U.S. Marshals Service and Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, with additional assistance from state and local law enforcement partners. The cases are part of Operation Take Back America, a nationwide initiative that marshals the full resources of the Department of Justice to repel the invasion of illegal immigration, achieve the total elimination of cartels and transnational criminal organizations, and protect our communities from the perpetrators of violent crime. Under current leadership, public safety and a secure border are the top priorities for this district. Enhanced enforcement both at the border and in the interior of the district have yielded aliens engaged in unlawful activity or with serious criminal histories, including convictions for human trafficking, sexual assault, and violence against children. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Texas remains one of the busiest in the nation. It represents 43 counties and more than 10 million people, covering 44,000 square miles. Assistant U.S. attorneys from all seven divisions, including Houston, Galveston, Victoria, Corpus Christi, Brownsville, McAllen, and Laredo, work directly with our law enforcement partners on the federal, state, and local levels to prosecute the suspected offenders of these and other federal crimes. An indictment or criminal complaint is a formal accusation of criminal conduct, not evidence. A defendant is presumed innocent unless convicted through due process of law. Updated May 1, 2026.